Okay, so I'm a patient and I've stopped smoking. I'm feeling fine. Why are patients, some patients like that, who for all intents and purposes are perfect candidates for lung screening, why don't they get screened? What happens
to those people? I think it's multifactorial. I think it may, probably one of the most important factors is access to health care. I think in my opinion, that's probably one of the most important reasons why people aren't being screened, or access to insurance. Patients, if they don't have insurance, they have to pay out of pocket, eh? So I believe that that's probably one of the major reasons. You know, I think there have been studies that have looked at people who are really the at most risk, the heavy smokers, older patients. And there's a great deal of nihilism in smokers, eh? I think it's a problem with lung cancer, right? There's a lot of, I brought this on, I inflicted this upon myself. There's nihilism in patients, I think, in physicians and nurses in the healthcare community. So it's a disease that no one wants to talk about, no one wants to think about.
But if you stopped, I mean, it strikes me if you went through the exercise of stopping smoking and you managed to do that, adding that extra step of wanting to be sure that if you developed a lung cancer, you picked it up early should be motivation enough.
It should be, and it probably is for many patients, eh? You know, you have to remember that because you quit doesn't mean that your risk is down to zero, and that still may be this guilt. I have to tell you that in our clinic, of all the patients that I have seen, only one has declined screening. So most patients, once they hear what this means and once they see the results and are very willing. And the other thing that I have found that's very reassuring is that most patients have been very willing to talk to the smoking cessation counselor and be engaged in, you know, this commitment to quitting smoking.
The persuasive powers of Dr. Patricia Rivera to get patients to be screened.